Lane and Ellison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD.
Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve.
Yes, it is Thursday, so we get to hear that horrible Pearl Jam jingle. And
it's growing on me.
Yeah, it's got a good beat. You can dance to it.
Dr. Steve's grunge in 2015. Yeah. He's got a soul patch.
He's like 20 years behind, but he's on it. Okay, so Therapy Thursday works like this. You send us an email. We share it with Dr. Steve. We give you our thoughts on it. If you want to chime in, you can. 313-298-9630. And then Dr. Steve, a real psychologist, chimes in.
Me and
tells
Dr.
us,
Steve, real psychologist.
Yeah, yeah. Allison and Dr. Steve handle it. I just sit here
come
and
come to our practice in Birmingham.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you
stop
are so
it. Stop it.
Yeah, see, you're pushing it.
Stop it.
You are so pushing it.
Okay, this is from Cindy. Dear Blaine and Allison, I'm 27, single, and I'm worried that I won't ever meet a good guy. My last two boyfriends were both very controlling and jealous. I'm very independent and social, and I worked two jobs, and they both tried to control what I did and got angry when I wasn't available for them. They would call me or text me all day until I responded, and then when I did, all I got was anger. I admit that this was largely my problem, as I'm not good at getting back to people right away, but over the past few weeks, I met a new guy who is really a good guy, and I finally figured out how to communicate better. This new guy and I agreed that all I have to do is just respond with a quick text within a few minutes when he wants to connect with me, and when I'm going to be later than 5 minutes, I have to just let him know. As he explained to me, he cares about me and worries about me, and he feels better when he knows I'm safe. But my older sister, who is my role model and best friend, told me this was a terrible idea, that I was still being pushed around by guys. Now I'm totally confused. Could you please have Dr. Steve and the listeners tell me whether I should listen to her or not? Am I missing something, or is she wrong? Please help, because I really like this guy. Thanks, Cindy.
313-298-9630. I will be brief. You're being a pushover. You're being a doormat. It is not your responsibility. It's not how you're communicating. It's how your guys are being control freaks. And I don't know why they are, but they are. And your sister is absolutely right. You are being pushed around by guys. And if somebody treats you that way, they're the wrong person for you.
Well, and you're just trading in one bad habit for the other. First of all, it was rude for you with the first two boyfriends to not respond to them when they would try to reach out to you. I mean, unless you're like me and your phone's on vibrate and it takes you 3 days to know that someone called you, then...
That's also lame.
Then what's wrong with that?
We're at next week's Therapy Thursday.
Right. Communicating with Allison. Yeah, it's a whole day. Right.
Smoke signals, that's better. She loves looking at the sky.
Send me an email that said you called me.
Yeah, tape a note to a cat, right?
Oh, that's brilliant!
Cat delivery.
Brilliant.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
When I see this system that this new guy who you've only been dating for a few weeks, when I see this system that he's set up for you, I cringe with every cringing muscle. That's crazy talk. That's absolute crazy talk. You must respond within 5 minutes when you get my... I mean, maybe you won't get his text within 5 minutes. I don't know about you, Cindy. I don't carry my phone around with me. I'm not a dude with pockets. See, I got so upset I choked on my
now,
rage.
For a completely different view, Steve, what do you think?
I think she's kind of inconsiderate in some aspects.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I try and get back as soon as I can. And like my wife, I like to know my wife is safe.
Right.
And I don't feel like I have to check up on her.
Right.
But if I text her because I'm worried about her, if she's running late or something, let me know so I don't worry.
Okay.
That's consideration.
Yeah,
but you don't think it's a little bit much? Wait, Steve, you don't think it's a little bit much that these guys want her to text her back within 5 minutes? I mean,
I think that's a little
controlling, maybe. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
But I get Steve's point because with the first two boyfriends, she was inconsiderate. I mean, I get in trouble from Warren too when he's out and he calls me while he's out. Do you want lunch or something?
And you don't answer?
No, and I don't.
Seriously,
why
women even have cell phones is beyond me. My wife never answers.
Yeah, and it upsets him because he'll be like, okay, well, I could have been out dying on the road and you wouldn't have been available to help me.
All right, Dr. Steve.
But there's a difference between, you know, answering immediately and never answering whatsoever.
Right.
That was
your
point about 3 days. And that's what screams out of this email to me. So this one, I'm with Blaine on this one. It kind of scares me.
Dr.
Because
Steve and I got this, Allison.
Whoa.
Okay, we're done.
Okay.
That's fine.
We're opening a second office downtown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'll handle that one. I'm more like a street guy anyway.
Street vendor psychology.
Yeah.
Right. And after everyone comes to you guys, they can come to me
and I have it
for
undone.
Years
can
and
redo
undo it.
It
right.
Yeah.
So here's the question I would say to her. Is it your job in a relationship to save him from his discomfort?
No.
Because if that's what it's about, we got a disaster on our hands.
That's his problem.
A basic thing in relationships, I say it all the time, it's coping skills. You should be looking for someone who can cope with their life. Our relationship should be, you know, you have your collection of stuff, and you got to deal with yours.
Right.
And I have mine, I got to deal with mine. And you know what? We'll hold our hands and carry you through as you deal with yours and I deal with mine. But I'm not going to save you from yours. If I save you from yours, now we got a problem, because every time that I'm late, that I, you know, you're uncomfortable, I got to save you. And that's
and that ain't right.
Right.
And that ain't right. And that's what the other relationships, I mean, it's a short email, I don't know, but often are about, because what happens is if you start saving him, then all of a sudden, every time he is uncomfortable, then you have to save him. So you stop at the grocery store, you know, hey, I'll be home at 5, but oh, I got to get some milk, you stop home, power texting.
Right, right.
You know, boom, 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 where are you?
Yeah.
That sends for a bad relationship, because like I said, if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody, guess what? You're going to be late sometimes. You're going to be, you know, you're going to let them down sometimes. Mm-hmm. The person's going to be uncomfortable. If they can't handle it, if we start out that they're saying, I can't handle it and you need to save me from it, that's a problem, and that's what I want her to recognize.
So really, this is kind of it's a her problem in so much as she's trying to please everybody. And it's a them problem because they expect immediate response.
Right. It's a relationship, the way people define relationships problem.
Mm-hmm.
So many people think it's a loving, helpful thing if I have this thing, if you save me from mine and I'll save you from yours, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? And then we're stuck in this cycle all the time.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, it becomes all this drama. And
it's all unhealthy.
And it's all unnecessary.
They think it's
too
healthy because it feels good for you to save me from mine. Oh, that was so nice.
Right.
You called me when I, you know, I want us to be nice, but I can't save you from your stuff or we head down a bad path. And that's what both of them are not understanding.
Enlightening as always, Dr. Steve. You can check him out online, drstephencraig.com.
Blaine and Allison in the morning. 96.3 WTVD.